Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Gary Cardinale and his son Joe, they are with Worldwide Bonding Agency. And Gary would be the president and his son Joe, technically sales and marketing director, although from what I understand, kind of involved in all aspects of the business. So off the top, Gary, I think we ought to establish things. Worldwide Bonding Agency does what exactly? Is there like an encapsulated way of putting it?
Well, it is a specialty. It's a form of insurance. And the bond guarantees a specific situation, say for a contractor. If a contractor visits us and he wants to bid a job for the city of Buffalo to do some concrete work or for the Buffalo Sewer Authority, that bond would guarantee the Buffalo Sewer Authority or the City of Buffalo that the job will be completed. So it's a financial instrument. It's a protection device. It's a guarantee. And like I said, it's a form of insurance, but it's not insurance. So we've been doing this. I've been doing this 31 years now. We deal with all kinds of exposures as far as demolition and garbage contractors and electricians, plumbers, and so on. And a lot of the trades want to go out and bid jobs. And what we need to do is identify who they are from an experience standpoint. And we give them certain criteria to fill out. We identify it. If they're able to financially go after that job, say for $100,000 or $1 million, we qualify them with a bond company. We are their attorney of fact for all our bond companies. And we wait for them to give us the approval, and then we submit them the bid bond. The bid bond is a promise that they will enter into a contract if they're low bidder. And then after that, if they're low bidder, we will provide them a performance bond, which guarantees they're going to complete that job for that specific owner.
And Joe, just to establish what it is that the sales and marketing end does, you literally have to get yourself out there to these developers, these construction managers, to actually get their business. Is that how that works for you?
Yes, we're doing everything that we possibly can. We're knocking on doors, we're emailing people, we're constantly calling people, because we want to educate them. We have a really fine niche. We are a contract bond specialist. We do not focus on insurance. And what they don't know is that, and I'll give you an example. I took my insurance agency where I went to get my my license, and there was one page out of a 600-page book, and there was one paragraph that said surety bonds. And the teacher said, "Does anyone know what surety bonds is?" And in a class of 40 people, I was the only one to raise my hand. So, you know, if you're a contractor, you know, and you're doing commercial work, and bonds are very important, you know, submitting bids and getting jobs and putting it on your book, you want to have a specialist. You don't want to have an insurance agency that, you know, your agent might not know what they are, or a lot of the times they'll call us. So we want them to come to us directly. Let your insurance agent focus on your insurance end, the GL, all that kind of stuff. I'm not really familiar with the terms.
General liability.
But let them focus on that and come to the contract bond specialist. And the best part about that, when they do come to us direct, they're not paying any additional fees. They have someone that knows the marketplace, knows certain exposures, and can handle them directly. An advantage of that is we type all of our bonds in-house. We have delivery options. We don't want you to have to worry about, you know, coming to pick up your bond or where is it in the mail. I need to bid that job tomorrow. We're a small office, and we want to make sure that they feel secure with their jobs because it's their livelihood. We understand that, and that we understand that when they're successful, when they're low on a bid, when they complete a job, we're also successful. So we really look at it as a team standpoint.
It's also helping the economy too.
Yes, it is.
Sure. Now, there are a couple of established differences in bonds. I guess we started out talking about construction bonds, so we should maybe just kind of outline that a little bit more. This is something, as you pretty much explained at the top, that these companies need before they can begin any work?
Yeah, I mean, there's public work and there's private work. Okay, there's two sectors. Some of the times, the private sector doesn't require a bond. But the public sector does because that's taxpayer money. So they want to make sure that whatever project that is, it's going to be completed the proper way and sufficiently. So what we do is, as far as the contractors we deal with, we focus in on all these different trades. A lot of them, and Joey's tapped into them, where they don't know much about bonding. They feel like it's taboo. It's like kryptonite. I can't do that. But we're in there telling them there is a way, and just let us tutor you on how to go about that, okay? And there are certain criteria that we need, and we'll work with their banker, we'll work with their CPA, and we'll put all the ingredients together, and hopefully we could sell that as a middle guy, as a wholesaler, to our bond market and get them starting with a program. Then it's up to them which lane they want to be in. Do they just want to do jobs up to $500,000? There's guys that just want to stay in their present space. But sometimes they'll come and say, you know what? I want to bid $1 million job. How do I do that? How could you show me to do that? And that's where we come into the coaching part of it. I like our business because we're a five-man unit. We're a family. And we want them to be family with us. And that's why I believe we're so successful. I mean, I have a contractor in Lewiston, New York, 55 years, Modern Disposal. They've been with me my entire career. That tells us something. We're doing the right things. And that's how we operate. It's more of an intimate approach. It's not where you're getting something from us and we don't see you for 3 or 4 months. I mean, we go have coffee with our contractors. We just find a pocket of time where we could spend time with them. So they know that they're appreciated and they're being taken care of.
Another area in the bond part that we're talking about, Joe, you had mentioned being the only one in your class knowing what a surety bond was. So by definition, that is what?
Well, my father always says in the office, every time on the phone, the layman's term for a bond is a contract. I don't know how many times
a bond
you've
is a
told
contract.
Us that. A bond
it's
is a
guarantee.
Contract. So there's three parties to the bond: the principal, which would be the contracting company; the obligee, which is known as the owner. So, for example, like the city of Buffalo, and the third party would be the bond company. Whatever carrier we decide is best fit for you, what type of work you do. There's three parties there. So a bond is a contract. So that's as simple terms that I can put it. And just to piggyback off of what Gary was saying as far as, you know, private versus public work, a lot of contractors, you know, they just do private work. They don't have bonding in place. And then out of nowhere, they need that $1.8 million bond, and they're calling us. We wish they would have called us sooner and set up a program so they weren't scrambling. They don't have any financial information that is required for it, and sometimes we unfortunately can't get it done for them. But that's why we're trying to get out there and educate them. The contractors that strictly do residential work that don't require bonds, come to us. We can set up a program at least for free. And if there is that public job that you see, man, that's something that we can do. You can add an additional, you know, you can add an additional revenue stream for your business.
Right. That's the key too. I mean, once they recognize that they're doing private work and they're not having bonds and they're thinking they can have bonds, Joe just hit on a great point. We tell them, you want to add an additional revenue source and increase your revenues during the year, we could do that for you. I mean, obviously you have to have clean credit, okay? All of them have to indemnify their assets, both corporately and personally, because, again, hiccups happen in the world. If there's a problem on the job and they can't finish that job, and the bond company's got to come in and hire another contractor, they'll spend the money to do it, but they will make themselves whole again by enforcing that indemnity from the corporate and personal assets.
Listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, speaking with Gary Cardinale, president of Worldwide Bonding Agency, and his son Joe Cardinale, who is the sales and marketing director. Another aspect of what you guys do, court bonds. How does that come into play with what your business is?
We do have phone calls on court bonds, and there's an array of court bonds. Basically, the court bond is a safeguard for a defendant and a plaintiff when it comes to protecting them from financial harm or fraud. And there's, I would say, I could give you two examples. Say a fiduciary bond, a probate bond for a will. The court would assign a fiduciary person to handle, say, the retirement accounts, the bank accounts, the life insurance. They have to handle that appropriately. If they don't, then the bond would kick in and cover that individual. Guardian bonds. Again, a court would appoint a legal guardian for, say, a disabled person, a minor, to protect their finances. And they have to do the right thing. If they don't, again, the bond would come in and protect that individual. As far as underwriting them, obviously they have to have good credit, be financially sound, be of sound mind. So usually a lot of the court bonds, Randy, are backed up by what we say collateral. The bonding company will take, say, a certified check from that fiduciary person for a certain amount of money. So they're holding something just in case they have to pay out. They're holding his money or her money. So we do deal with them. They're not the easiest bond to write. We do have markets for it. We do have solutions for it. But a lot of them are conditioned with what we call tools in the business, and that tool would be a collateral, an irrevocable letter of credit from the bank, or, like I said, a certified check.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a lot of different, difficult legal-type things that you deal with, because you've got those three different areas, and they're not exactly the same or related other than they deal with bonds. But I want to go back to something that you had talked about before, your relationship with the clients going back for a number of years and the ability to kind of sit down and talk these things through. Is that among the benefits of someone who would be potentially working with Worldwide Bonding Agency?
Oh, I think that benefit is paramount. Because of the contractors, they do want to have the ability to go to someone that's going to give them their time, their energy, and be properly handled to take them through the steps. A lot of them don't know those steps. And what we do is we kind of give them an agenda where we say, we want to know about you. Fill out this questionnaire. I don't know about you, right? What's your largest job? What kind of backlog did you handle at once? Do you have a bank line of credit? No, I don't. Well, let's talk to the banker. Let's figure some things out. Do you have a certified public accountant? Yes, but he only does my taxes. Well, if you want to go above and beyond a certain limit, we would then identify with the CPA to prepare a financial statement. So I like, you know, our success, and I think Joe will attest to this, is that there's just a lot of good synergy and camaraderie with our accounts.
And what my father said earlier, we have five people. We have Wendy, Colleen, Dan, myself, and Gary in the office. So when you call, we're going to answer the phone. It's not some automated system, and it's not like you're going to be passed off like some huge company. We have personalized service. Like I said, we delivering bonds. Contractors stop in the office. We have coffee. You know, we always are constantly putting ourselves in front of them, because we're not just their bond broker. We'd like to consider ourselves something more than that.
We have our name out there, by the way. I want to mention we belong to a lot of associations. Joe has identified associations from Western New York all the way downstate. We're at the Buffalo Construction Exchange, Syracuse Builders Exchange, Rochester Builders Exchange, Eastern Builders,
Mohawk Valley Builders Exchange,
and subcontractors.
We just sent in our application for Pennsylvania Builders Exchange because we'd like to hit some of that market.
We want to hit the bordering states. I mean, if we could drive 4 hours to Binghamton to visit a contractor, we could surely drive 1 hour to go to Erie. So we are licensed in around 15, 16 states, but our focus is obviously Western New York, Central New York, and actually downstate. We do a lot of business down in Long Island, Staten Island. We're licensed. We're licensed in New York, so we're going to utilize that license.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the impression that we could literally go an hour and still not cover everything. And sadly, we're kind of at the end of this particular segment. So if people are interested in getting a hold of you, where's the office? What's the best way? Phone number?
Phone number, toll-free, 888-681-7685. The office is located right off the William Street exit, off the 90, 2846 William Street. It's perfectly centrally located for all of our contractors, South Towns, Buffalo, coming to pick up bonds and such. You can check out our website, www.wwbagency.com.
Fair enough.
It's a great website. It's dynamic. He put that all together, so I give him kudos for that.
Well, absolutely. See, the son learned something from the father, right?
He's the tech guru.
Gentlemen, pleasure to have you in. Hopefully we got the word out and get some interest garnered for you guys.
Thank you, Randy.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
That is Gary Cardinale, president of Worldwide Bonding Agency. His son, Joe, runs the sales and marketing part of things. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.